Good morning, everyone. My name is Paula Wiles. I'm a graduate student at the University of California, Davis in the Department of Plant Sciences. And today, I'm glad to present to you some of the research that we've done on the availability of fertilizer nitrogen for organic rice production. So just to give you a brief outline of where I'll be going today, I'll be introducing the subject, sharing with you our objectives, the methodology of the study, of course, sharing the results, discussing those, and some conclusions we've been able to make. So organic rice in the U.S., the statistics from the USDA was there's about 20,000 hectares in organic rice in the U.S. in 2008. And in California, we've got about 9,400 of hectares of organic rice in production, single largest producer of organic rice in the U.S. Most of that rice is produced in the Sacramento Valley, just north of here. And the Sacramento Valley is characterized by heavily textured soils. So commonly, we've been using poultry litter to fertilize the organic rice systems here, as it's difficult, if not impossible, to grow cover crops on these heavy textured soils. However, there are a number of challenges with the management of poultry litter as an organic nitrogen fertilizer. It has low bulk density and low nitrogen content, which requires a very large volume of this material, of course, to be applied. A second problem is it has high phosphorus content. So if you're applying poultry litter in an attempt to meet crop nitrogen demand, you might end up over-applying phosphorus, leading to off-site contamination over time. And this study was looking specifically at the ability to predict nitrogen availability from this organic source under anaerobic conditions. So when you apply nitrogen in organic form into the system, it's going to go ahead and mineralize. The rapidity with which it mineralizes, of course, is affected by these various factors, goes to ammonium under anaerobic conditions. This ammonium is going to be ready to be taken up by the plant. Now, in California, with organic rice, our most prevalent form of weed control is an extended drain for the field that occurs about 25 days after sowing or so and lasts for about a month. During this time period, of course, that ammonium is going to be moving into nitrate. The plants are physiologically stressed during this period. Plant end uptake is not really chugging along. They're not taking up a lot of nitrogen at this point. So when the field is reflooded, the plants may take up the nitrate. We're also looking at some high losses with an extended drain, however. So these factors, along with the uncertainty of poultry litter availability, have resulted in organic rice growers here looking for alternative sources of organic nitrogen. So here you have a picture of the fertilizers that were used in this study. On the upper left-hand corner, we have the traditionally used poultry litter, and we estimated that that has a 3% nitrogen content. And there are the other three fertilizers. They're all pelletized products, OMRI approved, and the 1300, of course, refers to NPK content of that product. And you also have the prices there per kilogram of nitrogen. So the objectives of our study in looking at these four fertilizers was to determine the effectiveness of organic fertilizer and mineralization in meeting crop end demand as measured through plant end uptake, nitrogen recovery efficiency, and improved rice grain yield. Secondly, we are interested in looking at these end mineralization patterns of the organic fertilizers under anaerobic conditions specifically. And finally, comparing the returns on investment in the pelletized materials with those of the traditionally utilized poultry litter. We had three field trials over the course of 2 years that have been conducted with this study. And in 2008, we had a conventionally managed field, Richfield, California. The nitrogen was applied at a rate of 157 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. The treatments were the four organic fertilizers I previously showed, as well as a zero nitrogen control and an ammonium sulfate treatment. This field was continuously flooded for the duration of the growing season. In 2009, we used two fields adjacent to each other, both certified and managed organically. Nitrogen here was applied at a rate of 134 kilograms per hectare. Four organic treatments, again the same treatment, with a control treatment as well. The difference between the fields in 2009 was the water management. You can see here that continuously flooded 09 was under a continuous flood during the entire season, whereas drained 09, due to high weed pressure, was drained at 24 days after sowing and reflooded at 54 days after sowing. In order to confirm the results from our field trial, we also had an anaerobic incubation measuring mineralization in the laboratory. This was a 5x6 factorial with the same treatments as those in the 2009 field. Here nitrogen was applied at a rate of 90 milligrams of N per kilogram of soil. And we had 6 destructive sampling events measuring extractable ammonium. Now you have an image of the experimental unit. So shifting over to the results and discussion portion of the talk here, I've gone ahead and shared with you a few of the fertilizer nutrient concentrations which I'd like to speak about. In the left-hand column there, you've got the fertilizers. These were characterized in 2008. These were characterized in 2009. First point here is that, in fact, the percent N, percent P does vary a bit from the manufacturer claims, as our previous speaker mentioned with his product as well. The second point here is the variability between N content between the years. The poultry litter had about 20% variability between 2008 and 2009, compared with the pelletized products had a lower variability of about 10%. Also, you can see here that poultry litter has a relatively high P to N ratio, and so this again is showing that a long-term application of poultry litter could lead to over-application of P. Okay, here we're looking at grain yield over the course of the 3 years. So on the y-axis, we have grain yield in kilograms per hectare. That's at 14% moisture. And on the x-axis, we have our 3 fields here. Here are the treatments color-coded for you. And grain yields in this study ranged from about 7 to 12 tons per hectare. Our zero-N grain yields were relatively high as compared with other studies here in California. However, we did see a fertilizer nitrogen response, as evidenced by the fact that the plots with fertilizers did perform significantly better in grain yield than control plots did. One thing to note here, in the continuously flooded field, the poultry litter, when the variation was partitioned using contrast, actually did come out as having a significantly lower grain yield than the pelletized products in those fields. These differences were not seen in the drain field. All right, this chart's going to have a lot of numbers in it, so I'm going to put them in there slowly, hopefully less painfully for you. And on the left-hand side, again, we have our fertilizers. Up above, we have the fields. And we're looking here at plant nitrogen uptake in kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And we'll be looking at it at 2 different periods in the growing season at all 3 fields. So first, we'll look at from 0 to 53 days after sowing. 53 days after sowing approximately coincides with panicle initiation in rice physiology. So the rice plants really critically need that nitrogen before this time. So what we're seeing here in both continuously flooded fields is that about 84% of seasonal plant N uptake is being taken up before that time in continuously flooded fields. There are differences amongst the treatments, as you can see there. As compared with, between 53 days after sowing and harvest, only about, on average, 16% of the seasonal plant N uptake is occurring, and there are no significant differences between treatments. Furthermore, none of the organic fertilizers perform significantly better than the control, which would imply there is no additional fertilizer N being available to the plant after 53 days. In the drain field, the nitrogen dynamics performed a bit differently, as could be expected, and we saw roughly half of plant N uptake occurring before 53 days and roughly half occurring after. Here you can see also poultry litter generally performed less well than the pelletized product, and those differences do tend to disappear after 53 days. In looking at nitrogen recovery efficiency of the various fertilizers, one thing I'd like to point out here, we have the 3 fields, continuously flooded 08, 09, and drained 09, and I've also included data from the anaerobic incubation, the percent nitrogen mineralized over 60 days, as a comparison with the field trials here. So in continuously flooded 08, it was the only inorganic treatment that we had, and that one performed significantly better than the other fertilizers with 66% NRE. In the continuously flooded, or in all fields, excuse me, the pelletized fertilizer NRE ranged from 25 to 50% as compared to the poultry litter, which hovered around 20% in all fields. Now, one thing we did notice is that generally in the continuously flooded fields, the pelletized fertilizers perform better, 38% NRE on average in continuously flooded fields, as opposed to in the drained field, the NRE for the pelletized fertilizers is quite lower at 28%. Poultry litter performs similarly across the management system. These data are here confirmed by the incubation. You can see very similar numbers coming up there. So looking into the incubation a little bit more deeply, let me first go ahead and make a quick clarification. This is milligrams of nitrogen per kilogram of soil per day, not megagrams. Terribly sorry about that. We did see in the anaerobic incubation a two-phase increase, as has been shown by other authors. We saw a rapid rate of mineralization from days 0 to 9, and this rate slowed from days 9 to 36. And you can see here that after 36 days, we're seeing no additional fertilizer and mineralization, as all treatments are similar to the zero nitrogen control. Really quickly, returns on investment in fertilizer applications. The big take-home message here is that in drained fields, returns on investment are low and even negative. Conclusions from our study. Relative to poultry litter, the pelletized fertilizers had a higher and more predictable N concentration, higher amount of mineralizable N, higher nitrogen recovery efficiency, and a better grain yield response. There were no consistent differences between the pelletized products, and we believe that pelletized fertilizers are a viable option for organic rice growers in continuously flooded fields. I'd like to acknowledge our funding sources, Organic Farming Research Foundation and the UC Davis Plant Sciences Department. Many, many, many people made this research possible. Thank you so much to all of you. Thank you for being here. Questions? Questions?
Yes.
Oh, great question. So basically, what the grower will do if they see that there's... Yes, the question is, what will happen after draining the field for weed control? So basically here what happens is the growers will notice the presence of weeds, decide that they're going to approach it through a drain. They'll stop water coming onto the field. The field will be dried out by about a week into it.